Germany, no economic miracle as 65% of refugees still jobless. By Virginia Hale on January 31, 2019. Migrant unemployment continues to be a problem in Germany, with government research revealing the majority of asylum seekers who arrived in 2016 are still unemployed. When Chancellor Angela Merkel opened the country's borders in 2015, international media outlets and organizations including the International Monetary Fund, IMF, gushed that the move was sure to bring prosperity to Germany. But despite splashing out tens of billions of euros a year on newcomers from the Third World, a large-scale study by the German Federal Office for Migration and Refugees, BAMF, which interviewed 7,500 migrants, found that 65% are not yet in work. Of the migrants who have found employment, 20% of these were only mini-jobs. According to the study, while MTV.de reports presented sobering figures revealing the median salary of refugees who have taken up full-time work amounts to just 1,564 euros, 1,371 pounds, gross per month. The research, which also looked at the health of refugees and asylum seekers in Germany, found that while there were only minor differences between the profile of natives and newcomers in terms of physical health, Third World migrants were far more likely to suffer from mental illness, a trend which was especially prominent amongst women. Other EU countries have revealed similar trends with regards to refugee and asylum seeker employment, with just 15% of migrants granted permission to work in the Netherlands since 2014 currently in a job, as Breitbart London reported last year. Highlighting some of the problems posed by mass immigration, Dutch immigration researcher Jan van de Beek warned that European welfare states will not survive unless nations close their borders to migrants from the Third World, each of whom he noted costs taxpayers in the Netherlands an average of 120,000 euros over their lifetime. The massive level of overrepresentation seen in welfare dependence amongst refugee populations living in EU nations does not appear to be a short-term thing. According to studies from across the bloc, which show immigrants from outside Europe have more than double the unemployment rates of natives on average. With government research from the Netherlands revealing that 65% of Third World migrants who arrived in the 1990s are still living on welfare. Datasets from a variety of European countries show non-EU migrants are a net drain on taxpayers, including in Britain, where they have been found to cost the Treasury £16 billion a year.